This is Moving Forward, the official podcast of the Des Moines Dream Team. Finding the confidence and determination to set and then work toward accomplishing a big life goal can be overwhelming at any age, and that's especially true when you're a teenager. Each week on the Moving Forward podcast, we'll feature a member of the Dream Team who's doing exactly that. We'll learn what motivated them to join the team, talk about their biggest fears and anxieties. We'll explore how they find the grit and determination to step out of their comfort zones and chase one of their biggest dreams. And we'll talk about how that process could help them accomplish other big life goals. And now, here's the host of Moving Forward, Scott Matter.
Hey everyone, welcome to Moving Forward. We're recording on a Saturday morning in mid-April, and the team just minutes ago completed their first 30-mile ride that took them to West Des Moines for a visit to Bike World. I think we have a show today that you're really going to enjoy. It's a show that will definitely make you laugh, and it might even bring a tear to your eye. That's because today we welcome the Warner Brothers to Moving Forward. Devin is 18 years old and a senior at Des Moines East. Today he is one of the most popular, most outgoing, and most well-liked members of the entire team. But when he joined us 3 years ago, Devin was extremely shy and introverted. He's going to share with us how Dream Team, in his words, changed his life. Devin's brother Taven is 16 years old and also a student at Des Moines East. Taven shares with us how Dream Team brought his entire family closer together. And he'll also talk with us about how he is already working towards his dream to be a pilot in the U.S. Marines. But first, we're going to welcome a special guest who traveled from his home in Oklahoma City to be with us today. Mark Pollock is going to tell us about his good friend and ragbri buddy, Harlan Nagel. Harlan was a farmer in southern Minnesota who passed away in 2022. Mark will tell us about how he and his friends decided to start an annual scholarship in Harlan's name that benefits our Dream Team youth. Let's get to it and welcome Mark Pollock into the ragbri podcast studio where we're recording from today. Mark, you traveled all the way from Oklahoma City to be with us here today, and we wanted to talk with you about the scholarship you started in memory of your good friend, Harlan Nagel. Tell us a little bit about Harlan and his passion for ragbri.
Well, thanks, Scott, for the opportunity to be with you guys today. It's been really fun. You know, I met Harlan on ragbri in the summer of 1999. It was a first ride for both of us, and we would meet each summer and ride and got to be really, really good friends. I would come to visit him and ride with him in off his farm in southern Minnesota. And we would ride all the trails up in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa together. And he would also come to northeast Illinois, where I was living at the time, and he would stay with our family, and we'd ride all the time there. And he was a good bike rider and even a better friend. And it was always the highlight of the year to come back to Iowa and spend a week with him exploring the ragbri route. It was a big part of my summer to be with him and have that experience together.
How many ragbris do you think you and Harlan did?
We did over 20 together. And it was always fun. He was not a very big man. Dripping wet, he probably weighed 128 pounds, but he could ride a bike.
And did you I think that you told me he was a farmer in southern Minnesota?
He was a farmer, yes. He spent his younger years as a school teacher in Detroit and came home to the family farm and then farmed up until he died.
So Harlan passed away in 2022. And tell me if I have this right. I think he was not riding ragbri that year because he was ill, but he passed away during ragbri. Is that correct?
He did. I had the opportunity to see him the week before ragbri. We were in town early, and he had a setback. He'd been riding up until the setback, and he was in a rehabilitation center preparing to go home. And we expected to be able to see him after the ride. And then, unfortunately, his heart just gave out, and he passed away as we were going into Mason City that day.
Oh, wow. You're so close to his home as well for that route. Now, you and your friends chose Dream Team after witnessing the impact that Dream Team is having on young people. Do you remember how you were introduced to Dream Team?
You know, after writing Ragbri for a number of years, it would be hard not to run into the kids, you know, along the route every summer. And I knew about them. I knew that they the program, but I didn't really understand the mechanics of it until after Harlan had passed away. A good friend, a biker friend, Tim Dale, and his sister Deb, who also rode with us, we were talking one day about Harlan, and the idea came up about what if we would put a scholarship together that would honor Harlan, but also be something that would be of value to the Dream Team. And I had a contact with the Ragbri staff, and that led to an introduction with Jeff, which led to me coming, stopping in one time when I was here visiting family. And we had lunch, which led to a process, which led to ultimately us getting to the place where we thought we could raise money to award two bikes each summer, one to a female and one to a male. So we put together a selection process and went through it and got the first two awarded before Ragbri last year. And then post-Ragbri at your year-end banquet, we were able to award the two bikes for this summer, which is, we're very thankful to be able to do.
I have been able to be with all four of those youth at Bike World when they order their bikes. And Bike World really goes all out and allows them to pick the color and basically custom order their bicycle. Mm-hmm. And then I was with each of those youth, all four of them, and their families when they picked up their bikes. And just to see their eyes so wide open when that bike was rolled out onto the floor for them, and to see the how proud their parents were was one of my most memorable moments on the team. The Harlan Nagel Scholarship has provided Trek Domani road bikes, as you mentioned, to two of our youth during each of the past 2 years. Today, you had a chance to meet and ride with Aaron, one of the recipients of a new bike this year. Tell us about that.
Well, what a terrific kid. It was fun to talk to him and get to know a little bit about he and his family, about what his plans are as he graduates from high school. Talk a little bit about how he has grown to be a leader within the Dream Team. And He's just a really fine young man, and I think we did well in picking him for the bike for this summer.
He's a great choice, and like you said, a great kid and young man. Rachel, the other recipient of this year's bike, had a family event, wasn't able to be with us today, but another outstanding youth who we had on the podcast, the very first podcast of Moving Forward, and she's planning to get her doctorate and become a zoologist. So you, two outstanding youth, and they are so proud of the bikes that they got from you. Mark, what a great way to remember your good friend Harlan. You and Harlan's friends have made a tremendous impact on the lives of four members of our team, and we're so appreciative of everything you do. Is there anything else you'd like to say while you're with us today?
Well, I would just say this. You know, the funding of the scholarship has been made possible by friends of Harlan, by family, by a number of bikers literally all over the country who have gotten to know Harlan over the years. And we are really appreciative of their donation of monies, and where is our expectation that we'll be able to continue to provide these bikes on an ongoing basis. But I'd also want to offer the opportunity for anyone else who would want to donate to the fund. Because the Dream Team is a nonprofit, we fall under the umbrella of that as well. So if anybody would want to donate to the Harlan Nagel Scholarship, just send a check or money to the Dream Team, and they'll get it to the right place. Just put in the credit memo Harlan Nagel Scholarship, or write a note on the envelope as you send it in, and it'll get to the right place. It's a really great thing. And we're just really pleased that we've been able to do this so far and look to be able to do it for many years.
Well, it's so good to see you today. And I've had a chance to ride with you several times and always enjoy it. Thanks for everything you do for Dream Team. You're making a difference in several young people's life, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
RAGBRAI is like a big brother or big sister to the Dream Team, providing space within their headquarters from which we base our operations. The theme of this year's RAGBRAI is Home Sweet Home, and the ride promises to be one of the most beautiful in the RAGBRAI's 51-year history. If you haven't done so already, go to RAGBRAI.com and get registered and check out some of the amazing new gear that they have for 2024. Bike World is the store that supports the sport. Each year, our friends at Bike World provide a brand new bicycle to every one of our new youth when they join the team. That's well over 600 new bicycles over the past 27 years, and they do so much more on top of that throughout the year. Bike World, Iowa's local bike shop since 1979. We're now joined by the Warner Brothers. Welcome, Devin and Taven, and thank you for joining us on Moving Forward. Let's take a quick moment for each of you to introduce yourselves. How old are you? Where do you go to school? And how many years have you been on the team?
Hello, my name is Devin Warner. I am 18 years old and a senior in East High School.
My name is Taven Warner. I am 16 years old and I'm a sophomore also at East High School.
Devin, you started riding with us in 2021 when the nation was in the final days of COVID. How would you describe those early days on the team?
I think for me, I was very quiet. It was enjoyable towards the end of RAGBRAI, but starting out, I was super shy. People would try to talk to me and I would be like, kind of like shove them off a bit. And I just really enjoyed it when it came to the end. That's when I started talking more, was more interactive, and it helped a lot, basically.
Boy, I remember you wore a mask, a long sleeve jersey, and like running pants through every one of our training sessions, even when it got into the 90s, some of our rides in June and July. I felt like all those things were almost like your armor. You're always really polite, always would look whoever asked you a question in the eye and give a great answer, but you were definitely a little introverted in those early days.
Yeah, I was very introverted. I would wear running pants because I remember doing cross country as well. And the mask was kind of like a shield for my face because I had really bad acne. It was like super, super bad.
It is bad.
And I barely talked to you.
Now, Taven, you joined the team a year later in 2022. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to follow your brother's footsteps and join the team?
Well, it was one of those things where, like, you see someone you know so well do something that seems impossible. And I've seen him do it, and he seemed to, like, change for the better afterwards. But, like, and after I saw that change, I was like, hey, this might be cool. I'm going to do the exact same thing, but better.
Yeah, okay. You can't even beat me in a race. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
It's because so, Devin, Devin, you mentioned that you were pretty shy that first year. Was there a moment during that first season when things changed?
It definitely changed when I saw Remy was talking to me, and I was like, I really enjoy talking, and I kind of like, after Remy talked to me, I kind of decided, like, okay, this mask kind of sucks, so I'm going to take it off. I don't remember when I took it off. It was probably my second year of Dream Team, maybe. But he kind of sent it off for me, you know.
Taven, anyone that spends any amount of time with the two of you sees immediately how close the two of you are. Has that always been the case?
Unfortunately, it hasn't. When we end up, like, before Dream Team started, me and Devin used to fight all the time. We would start fights over the stupidest reasons. For example, I remember one time we were at our neighbor's house. It's like, I don't remember their names, but we were playing on the trampoline that they had. And I did something that Devin didn't like. I can't remember what. I might have insulted him. And he, like, almost punched me straight in the face. I could see it in his eyes. You could see it in your eyes, which was pretty weird. After Devin started doing the Dream Team, he started gradually changing, being nicer. And then once Ragby ended, it was just a whole different relationship.
So, Devin, you told me when we were talking to prepare for this interview that family night, which is every year during Ragby, we have one night of the week when the family is able to visit in the host community. I think in your year, it was Iowa Falls. Yeah. And the family gets to take each of the youth, their family members, out to eat that evening and spend a couple hours with them. You told me that was a real transitional moment. Tell us about that.
It was. Yeah. It was like I was doing this very difficult ride, and once family night came around, I was like super excited, and I remember I had to set up everything first, my tent. I had to set up the inside of my tent, and at that point, I remember I had this big duffel bag. And I couldn't even carry it myself. It was a struggle to get it to the truck every single time. But I set up everything. And I saw my familia. And I was like, this is going to be the best night out. Like, I'm so excited for this. And when it ended, I was really homesick. Like, I wanted to go home really bad. And I kept on incorporating that into like kind of joke, like, yeah, it'd just be real cool if I went home, you know. And I just kept on asking, and they couldn't let me, or they wouldn't let me, because if I start something, I finish through. I always lived by that when I was living with my parents. And when they left, it was just kind of like almost shocking, like, this is really happening. And I really have to finish this. And that's what I set out to do.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you told me that first season, and it really came to a head that night during family night when you realized how much you missed and appreciated your family.
Yeah.
But that first season literally changed your life. Is that right?
Yeah. That literally changed my view on the... It literally changed my view on how I view my life, how I view relationships, how I view my family. I mean, yeah, it just changed for the better, basically. So.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Devin, I did a little bit of research in advance before this interview today and went to your teammates, the other members of the team, and asked them to tell me one word that they would use to describe you. And these are some of the responses that I got.
Okay.
Strong, resilient, outgoing,
nice,
charismatic, hardworking, determined. How does hearing that make you feel?
It feels pretty good. Like, I feel like I'm making a difference, even when it doesn't feel like I'm really doing much of anything physically, or like when I'm talking to one of the return riders or the youth. It just feels good that I really am just making a difference and setting an example on what other youth should strive to be and build good habits. Basically,
it's quite a transformation. The words you used to describe yourself were shy, introverted 3 years ago when you started on the team, and your teammates now are referring to you as strong, outgoing, charismatic.
Yeah, no, it feels pretty good. I don't think last year we did. I don't think I mean, I was super introverted and shy. I was super nice too, but I think we didn't do any, like, if you had one word to describe a youth, what word would it be? So I guess...
I think you're selling yourself a little short, because whenever my memories of you, even during your first season, but definitely more these last couple of years, you always have a group around you when we're at our turnaround or making a stop on one of our rides, and you have everybody around you cracking up and laughing. Taven, I did the same thing for you, and these are some of the words that your teammates use to describe you. Funny, optimistic, respectful, inspiring, mature, and upbeat.
I really like those because, okay, so the mature one I really like the best because so I really like people who are also mature because, like, there's a lot, okay, I'm not naming names, but there's a lot of poor actioned people at my school who don't make the best decisions. And I'm really loud, but that's besides the point. And just seeing, like, myself and other people hold, like, a same level of maturity of, like, you know, still raising your hand or still respecting people even though you don't know them. It's, like, it's just a basic life skill that I think everybody should have, even at a younger age. And all the other ones are also cool, too. Like, hey, yeah, I like being funny. Like, all that kind of stuff is really good. But I think mature is my favorite one on there.
That's great. Both of you are very strong cyclists, and I've seen each of you get better every year that we've rode together. What are your cycling goals for this year?
Am I going first or is Dom going first?
Yeah.
Kevin, go ahead.
You go first.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. All right.
And I want to jump in here a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
I had the chance to ride with you on Monday evening of this week.
Yes.
And earlier in this podcast, we had Mark Pollock talk about the Trek bicycles that have been donated or that they've given to four youth. One of the youth from last year who received one of those bicycles, Remy, gifted to you his Trek Domani.
Yes.
Road bike. And you were on that bike. It's yours now, that dark, beautiful dark blue Domani. And on Monday night, I've never seen you ride so hard. I've never seen you ride so fast. I've never seen you enjoying yourself so much on the bike.
Yeah, I love that road bike so much. Like, I love going fast. I love, like, yeah. That road bike was an amazing gift from Remy. It was very, very, very generous of him, and I'm very, very grateful of that because, yeah.
It's just, Devin, it's you've always been pretty fast on the bike. Your first year, you were with there was a group of three 15-year-olds freshmen on the team, and you guys rode together most of the time and really pushed each other. And last year, I think you just discovered how fast you could be on the bike and really started enjoying. I noticed getting out and letting it rip a few times during our training sessions and during Rag Bride. What are your goals for this year?
For this year... I guess just kind of, like, go about Rag Bride, like, experience all, like, different opportunities I have. Food, I'm most excited for food. And I don't want to go too fast. Like, I'm not saying I don't want to experience Rag Bride fast, because I love going fast. But I want to, in between towns... I want to experience the venues in there and have or eat more food that's provided there. And I think I remember a time where, so I was with my contact mentor, Randy. It was me and him riding. I wore it kind of made me look like a race car driver or something. And it, like, I was riding with him. And I was struggling for some reason. I was like, hey, Randy, I'm, like, struggling. And he took a look at my gears, like, oh, try gearing up. I was like, gearing up? What do you mean? Like, no, gear up. Like, okay. And I geared up, and it was more not pressure. It was more force added to my pedals, and I started going really fast, and I averaged around 16 miles an hour. And we would have the fast group, which consisted of Remy, Alyssa, Maddox, I think Mason too, and they remember they passed me and they're talking like how I was a mini Randy, because I wore the same jersey as he did too, so I just kind of like developed this character that was mini Randy, but of course I didn't let it get to me or anything like that. But I do remember that, and just kind of want to experience it, you know.
Like, no, it's okay. You can go through every town with the speed of sound. It's fine. Don't worry about other people. Don't worry about the pedestrians. So, they're there.
In addition to being fast, one of the things I've noticed this year is that it seems like you are spending a lot of time trying to help some of the younger youth. In particular, I noticed during our indoor training season that you really reached out and were offering some encouraging words and trying to help a young man, Jeremiah, who's on the team this year, who's in junior high.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And from Bondurant. Do you see your role changing and becoming almost more of a, like a junior mentor this year as well?
Oh, yeah. Because I remember Remy last year, one of the mentors told me that he asked for all this responsibility. And, like, he was kind of, like, acting like a mentor. And I think he's coming back to be a mentor as well. But,
yeah.
To me, I don't really consider myself, like, a junior mentor. I just want to, like, as a fourth year, I have to set an example to the younger youth, even to the return riders. Because I'm telling Wyatt, a friend of mine, like, we need to either slow down, our group is behind us, or I'm just like just trying to tell them these things. And I think I mean I'm not really too sure honestly about mentor. I guess I could be a mentor. Yeah,
well,
I mean, I guess I could be
junior. Oh no, you never mentor. You haven't mentored me. You haven't mentored me yet. Why is that?
I don't need to mentor
David,
you
seem like even when I rode with you the other night, you're really good about encouraging and supporting our youth.
Yeah, I try to be encouraging of everybody. Because, like, I mean, what we're doing is hard. It's challenging, and it's not something that a lot of people nowadays would want to do. And for people of our age or younger or older or whatever, doing that, like, out of their own free will is just something to, like, be proud of and to encourage good health, to encourage, like, pushing yourself to go a little bit faster or to go a little bit harder or a little bit longer. And, yeah, it's just
really, as your mentors, we love to see that. I think that those words of encouragement coming from a fellow member of the team mean a lot more than it does when it comes from their mentors. So we appreciate that. You mentioned the word challenging. I think our training rides or our training season is pretty challenging. And they're saying that this Ragbri 51 is also going to be challenging with the hilliest route in Ragbri's 51-year history.
Mm-hmm.
Taven, tell us a little bit about Dream Team training and about the hills that we do, and I especially want to know what you would consider to be your favorite hill that we train on.
Okay, so the best hills that I've ever been on is Sleepy Hollow and Soccer Mom Hill. Those are the two best hills in my opinion, ever. The Dam Hill is pretty good too. Don't know if I can call that here, but, you know, it's out there. It's recorded.
It's a name.
It's a name. So it's a name. It's fine. I'm not saying any swear words.
It's a name.
Not saying a swear word.
Yeah,
it's anyways,
a name.
Yes.
It's a name.
Though I really like the hills there. And I'm actually really excited for this to be the hilliest Ragbri, because, like, it'll show, like, just how much people can grow in just 3 months. Because, like, even in 3 weeks, I've seen some massive growth from everybody on the team. And I just find that super cool. And I'm really excited for there to be more hills on Ragbrai. I'm excited for when we start doing hills on during the training season.
And we had a couple larger hills today on today's ride. The hill that was near Bike World was 6% grade, and ooh, everybody, I didn't see one. Dream Team, first of all, does not walk hills.
we eat hills.
But to have a hill like that this early in our training season, and no one on the team walked that hill today. Everybody rode up it.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Sorry to, like, cut in right here, but
it's fine, I guess.
I named it. Randy let me name it, and I named it 5% Hill. Of course, now it's 6%, but I'm not going to change the name. I'm just going to call it 5% Hill. And that's the hill I decided I was going to go really fast on. I went at 22 miles an hour up that hill consistently, and I stopped at the top and waited for my group.
It's a little fast.
So Runnels is the route that we do that traditionally is one of our hilliest routes to train on.
Runnels.
Why are none of those Runnels hills named? And I think that should be one of your goals for this year, is to come up with names for all those. And I would say this, we've talked about this on previous podcasts, but the Runnels ride is known for the attack of the red-winged blackbirds on the team.
Yes.
I feel like you guys have come under attack a couple times.
Yes. I remember being attacked by a bird once or twice. I love being attacked by it. It's like, it's a sense of empowerment to know, it's like, this bird thinks that I specifically am a threat to its nest.
I was the attacker. I remember very specifically, I didn't get much sleep, and I was going up that hill, and I saw a bird. It was coming at me. I punched it right here behind my head, and it flamed, and it hit the ground and came back up to its little nest, and I sprinted off.
I don't want to get off track here, but I also remember you during your first year running over a baby turtle.
I kind of blame you for that because you didn't. What? Yeah, because you swerved, but you weren't swerved too fast for me to notice anything. And I got bum, like
bum. Let's switch gears and talk about Ragbrai. Now, between the two of you, you've done 5 Ragbrais.
Yep.
Devin, mm-hmm. You mentioned that one of your goals is to make sure that while you ride hard, you also take time to do all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
What is it that you most enjoy about Ragbrai?
I enjoy... Well, I'm not going to say... the ride is hard. I mainly enjoy the venues. Because in the morning, when we get up like 4:30 or like 5 in the morning, I don't get that much breakfast. It's usually a snack, and then we bike up and we get going. When we get to our first town, it's usually the best part of the day of Ragbrai. Of course, there are short days, there are long days. I remember doing the 100-mile day for the century. All that was tough, but it doesn't prevails over, or it doesn't prevail for food or something like that.
How would you answer that, Taven?
As much as I do like the food, I also really enjoy like the fun stuff to do like off to the side. I remember last year, not only were there slip and slides and stuff, but there was a dunk tank in one of the towns. And I remember I was in charge of making sure that, I can't remember what the little stuffed animal elephant was. I can't remember her name. Thunder. It was Thunder the elephant. I was in charge of making sure she had fun today, or that day. And we saw the dunk tank. I was like, oh yeah, this is the best thing to do. My friend dunked me. I dunked him. And this random girl, I had no idea. Like, she was like probably 7 or 8 years old. She's like, hey, can I dunk you? I was like, sure, go right on ahead. You can try. On the first one, she squared it straight in the center. And it was really fun. I love how Ragbrai brings random people together. And like, it's really fun.
Yeah, showed up by a little girl.
It's not like she had one heck of a throw, Devin.
Imagine.
Guys, everyone I believe everyone has a superpower. Taven, what's your superpower?
I think one of my superpowers, it was said on the list of things that people said about me, is being optimistic in very dire situations. Because, to be honest, optimism was something that had to, like, I had to develop. Because there's one camping ride 3 years ago. It was the first one of the season. It was by far the worst ride to ever exist, ever. Very hilly, repetitive hills, headwind, 20-mile-an-hour headwind. It sucked. It was awful. But in knowing that I could do that, I learned, hey, I'm pretty strong. I could do something similar to this more often. Of course, it didn't make me want to consider quitting the team, but that's besides the point. But I had to learn to obtain the optimism through knowing that even when it was bad for a little while, after the sucking part did happen, afterward was pretty cool. Like, I got a nice warm shower afterwards, got some food. It was a fun day afterwards.
So before I turn to Devin, I should tell you, Taven, that Ragbri goes through several of those towns that were on our route that year.
No way.
So we get to re-ride those hills during Ragbri this year. Devin, what is your superpower?
My superpower isn't super special. Well, it's special, but it's like not a super fancy word. I'm kind. I'm like really, really nice person. I'm super humble. Like I can understand like where if you wouldn't want to go up to me because I'm like because yeah, I usually put on like a super serious face most of the time, and like when I'm not wearing glasses I'll like kind of bite down on my jaw and it just like sharpens my jaw or makes it look sharper. And I just kind of put on this face, but I'm actually super humble and super nice. So that's my superpower.
I don't believe you. Prove it right now.
Devin, you're just a month away from graduating from East High School. What's next for Devin?
I'm going to go to DMAC for 2 years, and then I'm going to transfer to college. And I'm going to swim for their college, but I'm also going to major in the liberal arts. I'm just gonna see where I can go. I'll probably do Ragbri on my own. Maybe I'll find you guys and then I'll like say hey or whatever and then go back to my tent because you know.
So I want to tell people you are a very talented artist, designer.
I'm very good at art.
And even, do I have this right? I think you're developing almost like a comic book series.
Yes, I am making a comic series right now. It's super biased. It's probably like it wouldn't be super interesting to see. It's basically like I'm putting my imagination onto paper and creating something with it. Like
some of your art has actually been displayed, right?
Yeah, it was displayed at I forget what museum, but it was displayed for a week. Actually, I have another art piece that's being displayed right now in a museum somewhere
downtown.
Downtown, West Des Moines, somewhere around there.
And have you sold some of your works?
I made around $60 selling a piece to my art teacher because she wanted me to do a piece for her boyfriend. He was like, yeah, for sure. And I... You know, and it was super cool, and
it was very cool. I looked at it before he sold it. It was a very nice piece.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Taven, I know you are very active in ROTC.
Yes.
Tell us about that and about your goals for what you want to do after graduation and about your dream to be a pilot for the U.S. Marines.
Yes. So... In ROTC, I take JROTC at Central Campus, downtown vicinity. It is by far one of the best classes that I've ever been in because that single class alone taught me to respect people I don't know, to always be polite to people, and like it is all it. I mean, also it got me like really physically fit, which I really liked.
Are you already taking classes to be a pilot?
Yes, I'm also taking a pilot class at Central Campus. Central Campus is like really cool. I really recommend it. And I mean, Pilot One and those two classes I think really pair well together for my future. Because like, yeah, so you already said this, but in the future I want to fly aircraft for the U.S. Marine Corps. And the two classes that I'm taking at the moment, very beneficial to what I want to do. And after I do just enough to get myself retirement and college paid out, I want to go to college for a couple of years, study minor in kinesiology, get my medical degree so I can be a athletic physical therapist individual person. Thing.
Guys, I've really enjoyed talking with you both today. Thanks again for joining us on Moving Forward. I wish you the best, both on Dream Team and in your lives outside the team.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Hope you have a great season and a really fun rag
ride. All right. Go
Dream Team.
Yeah. Oh, can I clap?
Before we close today's episode, we want to thank everyone who's left a review or given the podcast a rating over the last few weeks. We've read every one of your comments, and we're thrilled to report that Moving Forward has a perfect 5-star rating. We hope you join us next week when we'll be talking with Dream Team mentor Jill Dykstra. Jill leads the Des Moines Public Schools Dream to Teach program, and she's starting her 10th year as a mentor with Dream Team. And we'll talk with Wyatt. A junior at Lincoln High School, Wyatt is starting his 3rd year on the team. He's rode more miles than any other youth each of his 2 years on the team. We'll talk with Wyatt about why Dream Team is so important to him and about what he hopes to accomplish in the coming year.
All right, that's it for this week's episode of Moving Forward. If you enjoy the show and have a moment, please give us a rating or review. It'll help us grow. And if you leave a comment, we just might read it here on our next episode. So please do that where you listen to podcasts. You can also email us at dreamteam.movingforward@gmail.com if you have any ideas or suggestions for future episodes. Hit the music, Nick.